In Santo Domingo, people were only slowly registering the speed at which the disease was spreading. On the 17th of March, a group of elderly Hospital del Santo residents sat around a table dipping brushes into brightly coloured paints to make a rainbow poster with a reassuring message, "We are all fine," it read. They hung the poster from a balcony and sent a photograph to La Rioja newspaper. A week later, with care home deaths rising across Spain, a team from the military emergency unit, wearing white hood-to-toe protection suits, was sent to inspect the Hospital del Santo. They helped to reorganize the center into different zones and returned daily to teach staff safety protocols, disinfect corridors, and clean out the rooms of the dead. "Their work was tremendously important to us," Loza told me. Tests eventually showed 37 of the 65 residents, including 5 elderly nuns living in their own wing, had COVID-19. Remarkably, most survived. Loza says there were 5 confirmed COVID-19 deaths and suspects the disease was responsible for 4 more. "We can't say when it started," she said. Elsewhere in the country, military units were discovering care home residents completely abandoned, sometimes even dead in their beds, the defense minister, Margarita Robles, told reporters. In Madrid, almost 1 in 7 care home residents has died, nearly 6,000 people, according to state broadcaster RTVE. Spain's health services are run by its 17 regional governments, which have each handled the pandemic in their own way, some choosing to release detailed data, others withholding it. La Rioja is a semi-autonomous region with a population of just 315,000 and one of the highest living standards in Spain. Between March and late May, it recorded 4,052 cases and 361 deaths, making it Spain's 3rd worst region in per capita terms, but the regional government has refused to produce a town-by-town breakdown of deaths, a stance that has encouraged people such as Dueñas to see a conspiracy of silence. At daily press briefings in Logroño on the 21st and 22nd of March, questions from La Rioja newspaper about Santo Domingo were batted away, even as evidence was mounting that the town was suffering a particularly severe outbreak of COVID-19. The government spokeswoman, Jus del Rio, basically answered that there was no point in talking about individual local outbreaks because the whole of La Rioja was affected, the newspaper reported.